Not having to refuel is exactly the point of Bike to Work Week, which you've probably heard of. One spin on the concept is a little different, though, because most of its participants didn't really drive themselves anywhere in the first place. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met some students taking part in the first ever National Bike to School Day, which actually encourages kids to bike or walk to school. She caught up with the kids from Fernwood Montessori, located just east of the intersection of KK and Oklahoma.
That's exactly where I meet Sonia Fitak, a registered nurse and mother of two Fernwood students. She's gazing at a couple dozen kids, including her almost 10 and 6-year-olds, heading east across Kinnickinnick. Fitak believes in fresh air and exercise, but allowing her kids to ride or walk the mile between home and school is a different matter.
The big issue actually is right near where we're standing, the safety of the intersection of KK and Oklahoma, which many of the kids would have to go through. One of the employees of Walgreens in this parking lot was hit on the right-of-way a few years ago, and a teacher at Fernwood Montessori was also hit going the right-of-way.
What if crossing guards were positioned at this intersection?
If the crossing guards weren't hit, maybe some police presence for a while to control inattentive drivers. That's the big issue. People who are not aware of other people's safety or are too worried about their own agenda to care.
I just wish they'd slow down.
Steve is a crossing guard. He's watched over pedestrians a few blocks east of the Walgreens, Oklahoma and Pennsylvania, for 4 years. Steve loves his job, he says, but drivers can be brutal.
They don't slow down here. They go ripping through here. I don't know if you noticed that.
Steve knows his Fernwood families and says he didn't detect a higher flow of walkers today, any more than his normal crowd.
They usually come from around the corner or they come from up the corner, yeah. Or this guy comes, he walks his daughter, Jeff. He's one of the parents.
Jeff Claudio walks his second grader to school every day. He thinks most of his neighbors do, too.
I feel most of them are walking. It seems that way.
Mallory and Estelle live nearby. They're neighbors and fellow sixth graders. Today, Mallory is traveling by foot and Estelle by bike. Mallory made a special effort to walk to school this morning, but this is not, she emphatically proclaims, her normal routine. She is not a morning person. As for Estelle, she's a hardcore bike commuter.
Yeah, if it's like pouring rain, my mom will drive us, but we usually walk to school.
The sixth grader says kids at Fernwood are being encouraged to take to their bikes.
You know, a couple people came into our two classrooms to help us with like bike safety and stuff.
So was that kind of useful? I mean, you're a veteran bike rider. Did that class help you, or did you know all this stuff?
Well, I didn't actually do the class this year, but we did it last year, and it was really cool. And we actually learned, I biked a lot already, but we learned new stuff.
Mallory nods, taking in what her friend is saying. She guardedly says she might consider rousing herself a little earlier on school days to join in the movement.
Yes, probably.
Truly,
yes.
Or are you just saying that to make me feel better?
No, I think I will, yeah. Because it's nice to wake up early.
That's music to fifth grader Jackson's ears. He's on the playground handing out bicycle stickers and other freebies.
What we're doing basically is just trying to get more people to bike and walk to school.
So what are the ways you're using to try to get more people to walk or bike?
Well, we have these little cards. And if you bike or walk to school, we give a punch card to you, and we punch a star. And if you get all the stars punched, you get a little bracelet thing. Yeah, we have a bike and walk pledge.
Jackson shares the message.
I pledge to walk and bike to school more often. I will walk and bike safely and responsibly. I pledge to encourage safe biking and walking. Biking and walking is important because you get exercise, it is fun, and it is better for the environment than driving or taking the bus. Make sure a parent knows and always wear a helmet and do your ABC quick check.
What's the ABC quick check?
The ABC quick check is air, brakes, quick chain, and quick relief.
Excellent.
Yes.
Now, when did you start riding your bike to school?
I live close, so I've been doing it since I started school.
Yeah, how many blocks do you?
I live on Bennett, so 7 or 8.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Jackson gazes across the asphalt grounds, counting the number of bikes locked to the chain link fence. He calls today's turnout.
Pretty good. Like, a lot of people. There's one bike rack plus the whole fence. Three more bike racks over there, but. No,
so, how many normally would you see, do you think?
Five or six.
Bicycles?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jackson and his classmates went all out to try to make this a day to remember. Fellow student Cece drew on her filmmaker skills.
We were thinking of something fun to do on bike day, and I have been making a few videos with my friends, just little projects. So I was like, why don't we make a movie? They actually came up with most of it. we started out with
this.
We love biking. How about you? Here we are at the new special biking class.
On this first National Bike to School Day, Cece's 7-minute, 16-second bikeumentary was viewed by fellow Fernwood Montessori students, including the very youngest. Learning the ABCs of bicycle safety from upperclassmen may go a long way in attracting kids to snap on helmets and ride. The bigger challenge will be to win over nervous parents, seeing their kids off from the busy Walgreens parking lot. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Benz.
How you check your brakes is you hold the brake levers in, and if your bike moves, your brakes aren't good.
Susan Benz is WUWM's environmental reporter. Milwaukee's Bike to Work Week, by the way, is May 12th through the 18th next week. Regardless of whether you are a cyclist, we're glad Lake Effect is part of your week. We're produced by Stephanie Lecce, Dan Harmon, and Bonnie North, with production assistance from Trapper Shep and studio engineer John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.